Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 506.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will. Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing?
I don't know, 3 weeks or what?
3 weeks, is it?
I think so, at least.
Blooming terrible, I tell you. These terrible podcasters.
Terrible podcasters. Well,
yeah.
I mean, there was nothing to say, and then last week...
We're not pod-fading, honest kids. We're not pod-fading at all.
We don't seem to have a lot to say, which is...
No.
Interesting.
No.
I don't quite know why. Or have we just stopped talking rubbish?
Probably just stopped talking rubbish, haven't we?
Well, let's talk rubbish then, shall we?
Yeah.
We do have one or two things. I don't think you've been to exhibitions since, have you? We didn't do a podcast?
No, I don't think so. We haven't been out. We haven't been out much the last couple of weeks. Emma's been using up her holiday before our financial year end.
Yes.
So... No, we haven't been. We've been messing a bit with SIP over the last couple of weeks, haven't we, Angie?
Yes.
And
we're hoping to get.
I've got to upgrade. In fact, I've got to do it today, otherwise they'll suspend my account.
Oh, good luck with that. You won't have much time. You might have to do it after this, maybe.
Well, either that or this afternoon or whatever.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
It will be afternoon,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
It's getting on for afternoon.
But yeah, we're doing all right. But SIP, yeah, we've been using SIPgate and using different things. And now I find out that Media 5, they stopped supporting it in 2018.
It was all right for a year or so,
yeah.
Oh, you're joking. You mean I've got to find yet another client? Or not bother at all?
Oh, yeah. SIPdroid is open source, so I'm all right for Android. There's another one that's apparently accessible, I believe. I've learned a bit more about SIP clients and things like that. Yes.
I mean, I could use GroundWire. I have to buy it, but I could use that probably.
You could use GroundWire, yeah.
Why are they not doing it from 2018?
Don't know. There's something on the Play Store about it when you look at the app.
But I can use it till now.
Yeah.
It'll work as long as it may be there. It might not be true for iPhone.
Yeah.
Because it didn't say that.
No.
I don't know why that would be a problem.
No.
It's less important for me to use it than for you to, though.
Yeah.
I'm not really bothered.
No.
And if we get it going with the landline, what we're trying to do is to get a way that we want a support line, don't we?
We want a support line, but we also want to be able to ring each other internally.
Well, we want...
anywhere, you know, so when Emma's working at home.
We wanted to be able to work from home.
If she needs to ring me, it would normally cost her money to do it. Because I'm not on GIFGAF and Emma is. If I was on GIFGAF,
it wouldn't.
You know, it's a convoluted thing. But, we're trying to get it so that if Emma needs to make phone calls out from home... Then she can do it free of charge. It doesn't cost her on a Virgin bill at home or a mobile bill.
This is a good time for you to tell everyone what you read, because it's not a secret, is it?
What?
On Gradwell's site, they had an article, didn't they?
Yeah, they're saying basically that the government want to get rid of analogue landline phones by 2025. I can't really see that happening.
I can't see that happening. There are too many people.
You've got to have an easy SIP alternative. But what they'll do, I think BT will distribute Fritz boxes and things like that, you know, that with ATAs in that just convert, you know. But it would mean that everyone would need to have broadband.
Yeah, and where my sister is, I can't see that happening.
No.
Well, I mean, in the very distant future, maybe it's got to happen.
Mm.
But she's down this rubbishy lane, which is a private... How are they going to get it down that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they could. I'm not saying they can't.
Well, I don't know. I don't make the policies.
She's got an ordinary phone line, but she wouldn't be interested in changing to something else.
No.
Now, I don't suppose, I honestly not sure she'll be around by that time, 2025. I mean, she is getting on now, but there's going to be other people.
Yeah.
Those of us up and coming now won't mind.
No.
But those to change to do that. I mean, there are some very remote areas. But how are you going to reach them? Okay, they can use their mobile. I think more people are going away from landlines as well, are they not?
Yep.
Well, in America, it's quite common, isn't it, to be some use landlines. But if you listen to read books and that, and most of them are on their mobiles all the time, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that's a. There are some people I've spoke to here that didn't have a landline either, just a mobile, just using mobiles.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, it's common. You can take your mobile anywhere. So that would work for
the
that.
The other nice thing about SIP in the long term, if I get my landline, you know, going over to it, is you can have IVRs, which is basically interactive voice menus, which means you can have one for sales and one for support. So, for example... not that I'm saying we're going to do this, but I could have, if people wanted to make an order, you say one for sales goes to Angie's mobile. You say two for support goes to me, for example. Does that make sense?
I do have a problem with that because we're so small. If one of us is out, this isn't going to work. There aren't enough of us.
That's not going to work. But I'm giving you examples of why SIP is so good.
Yeah.
Because you especially SIP Team, which is the business version,
yeah.
you can set up interactive voice menus and direct people
to certain people. Yeah.
You could have one for Steve, one for Angie. Or
you could do that.
You know.
That works because sometimes people want to, yeah.
One for Steve, one for Angie, one for Emma.
I don't mind that.
You know, one for Steve, two for Angie, three for Emma, or whatever, you know.
That
you could do things like that.
I don't mind that one because they can talk to me. And it might not be... Because if they ring for an order and you say, sorry, I can't take it, they'll think,
But this is all plans for the future. When you ring up, nothing will change at the moment.
No, it won't.
But
what we want to do is an outgoing support line so we can ring out when Steve wants to give support, but people will still be able to ring in.
Yes, yeah.
Because at the moment it ties up the line.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have to ring in and look at CallMinder.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. So we need another line for support.
Ideally, this would be good. I'm actually looking forward to this because it does have some useful features. And you can record your calls, can't you, and all this stuff.
You can hunt, which means if anyone rings the support line or the number, it'll ring one phone first, then another one, or it can ring all three.
Yeah.
So it can play hunting games. I would probably do, you know, me, then you, then Emma. Make Emma last so that me and you would likely pick it up
first, then when
we're at work, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
And then that's another way to do it.
But this is it's interesting. We quite like this. I do. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
It's quite exciting as well. It's quite interesting to see what we can do with it.
Yeah.
You know. It can also email you voicemail. So it can email your WAV file of the voicemail, which is good. As well as record things, it's looking quite good. One must have a play.
I think this is a good opportunity to say hi to David Life.
Yes,
who left us a message.
This is kind of the feedback section.
Sent us an email.
We had one email from David Life. David is a cabinet maker, and he kindly said he likes to hear all aspects of us. Yeah. You know what we eat and. Drink throughout the day.
He's basically gone blind at some point later.
Yes.
But he's still a cabinet maker, and this is great news. I think it's good.
It is.
People who are going blind don't think you've got to give everything up. You don't have to.
No.
You can't drive, as he says. He hasn't been able to drive for over a decade. But you don't have to give up everything. Absolutely not.
That's right. But David, hello and welcome. Thank you for listening.
It was a very nice email.
We both appreciate that email.
Yes. Yeah. So he likes our podcast. He likes the chatty nature. Really likes to hear what we
waffle on about.
What we've eaten. Yeah, things like that. Things that we waffle on about. Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry to you and to everyone else that we haven't waffled lately.
We haven't waffled
because
lately.
You're all still listening because you must like the waffle. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, some of you have been with us for so long that it's actually nice to come back to this, but
yeah,
we'll sort of go into what I mean. Nothing's been happening, and then we were away when we would have probably done one last week, but we weren't here.
Yeah.
So, you know, because a little bit more has happened between That it's the only, in fact, coming up to last week is the only time anything significant has been happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I believe, I don't know if you can remember anything from earlier, but it was the, with the drama on the Monday morning of the 21st of August, was it not?
Yeah, that's right. I can't remember anything before that. That
no,
was
I can't.
That... Emma's birthday, that's why I remembered it as well.
That's why I remember the date. And it all happens. A, well, you know, you go to bed as normal. I wake up about 20-something past 3 in the morning. Everything's normal. And, you know, you wake up and you go back to sleep. That's fine. But I wake up about an hour later. Everything isn't normal. As far as I'm concerned, I think I'm low on my left side and my heart sounds really bangy and beating all out of rhythm very fast. And I can feel fluttering. Turn on my right side so I won't hear it. But unfortunately, this doesn't help because I still feel the fluttering in my chest.
Mm.
I mean, it's that fast. So I turn on my back, which is the only way I can keep comfortable. And I'm thinking, well, okay, this doesn't hurt. Don't panic. It's not hurting. And I'm keeping quite calm. 10 minutes later, you wake up, don't you? You had a 3-day stint of waking up at 4:30.
Yeah, yeah.
So 10 minutes later, you're awake, and we start. You become aware that I'm awake somehow. I don't quite sure what I did, but we had a little chat, and then I calmly told you about this. My heart seems to be beating heavily, and I put your hand on it. So can you feel that? And you went, oh blimey, yeah.
Yeah.
And you said, all right, put your Apple Watch on and do a measurement.
Yes.
Got this going. Of course, I had to power it on because I was. Switch it off at night when it's not charging because I don't use it for looking at the time at night because I've got an easier method of looking at the time.
Yeah.
I've got one of these RNIB atomic, I've got an atomic clock anyway with a nice quick top. You can just press it and it gives you the time. Anyway, so we do it 242 beats per minute, something like that we were getting.
242?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think it was that
it
much.
It was.
I thought it was 142.
No, 242.
Was it?
It was 242. You said you remember 262. Yeah, well, I've read about this. You can go up to 400 beats a minute.
Yeah, anyway, it was fast.
It was fast.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, it was. And you said, all right, I'm going to ring 111 and get some advice.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in pain. I'm not, so, you know. I get out of bed at this point because I think, better get dressed in case they say, right, you better go to hospital and get what they said. But they didn't. We had a chat and he asked me all these questions and he said, okay, so what you got to do, so I'm assuming they got a script and I am assuming it flags it up on a computer. He said, you've got to contact your GP within 3 working days. And of course, then we ring off and the radio comes on, by which time my heart is slowing down. I can still hear it's all out of rhythm, but it's slowing down and becoming much better. By which time I'm feeling pretty tired because I've been awake all this time. The alarm goes on at 6. So anyway, we get dressed and you do all the normal things. And I ring up later and tell the receptionist to people, you know, when you ring up, make an appointment. I told her what they'd said and she said, right, I'm going to put it through on the duty doctor's desk. She said, I'm not going to have this come back on me because obviously if anything had gone wrong. So she weren't just going to leave it that I'd reported it. So she said, we'll get a duty doctor to ring you. So we did. Got a doctor to ring. And the upshot of it was, I made an appointment for Thursday. They wanted me to go in and have a ECG. So it was Thursday. He said, you know, he said, now if you get pains or anything, you know, obviously get to hospital. So Thursday I have an ECG. They find nothing wrong. And so they wanted me to make an appointment for a blood test for thyroid and I think kidney, which I made for. But other things happened before that, like on the Tuesday we go to Wetherspoons with Emma to celebrate her birthday belatedly, don't we?
We did, yes.
It was her idea to use Wetherspoons, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we used the app.
And we sat and used, there is an app. It certainly worked on that. There are some buttons.
Unlabeled buttons. And I said to Emma, we're going to have to go back just so I can label the buttons.
But basically you can order at your table.
And they come over.
And you need to know your table number.
Yeah.
But we went to the bar first, bought a drink.
Yeah.
So we could sit down in comfort, have a drink. And we ordered our meal and drinks and
5 minutes later, wasn't it? Meal come over.
It was, well, they came to say drinks, that one of the drinks wasn't available anymore, your Doom Bar.
Yeah, well, I had a ropey pint of Doom Bar in there. That was the worst Doom Bar I've ever had in that.
Yeah.
First pint was in Wetherspoons, yeah.
So they came, but yeah, basically you can sit there and order up and they'll just bring that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is quite handy for us because it's a big old place.
Yeah.
And if you're not near the bar anywhere. But yeah, this was good.
But you can order, if you know your table number, you can order what you want. And you can hit the pay button, and as soon as you hit the pay button, they come over, especially with your drinks. And then a few minutes later with your meal, don't they?
Bring your meal, as soon as they can.
Yeah.
And for those who like the dinner things, yes, I had chili con carne. You had the same, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the same, yeah.
And we have you have the rice, of course, and you have tortilla chips with it, lovely.
Yeah.
Can't remember what Emma had.
No, I can't. Anyway.
So that was Tuesday. The rest of the week just poodled on along normally. And then Friday we went off down the caravan.
Yeah. And that was a bit surreal when I first walked in the caravan because obviously Mum wasn't there. And that was the first time I'd been in the caravan since Mum died.
Well, we didn't walk straight in, did we? We went sat outside.
We sat outside and had a cuppa. And then I had to go in for a wee, didn't I?
Yeah, because Maxine and our niece Sophie had already gone there the day before. They went down the night before.
So they got the kettle on, didn't
everything
they?
Everything sorted, ready and tidied up. Yes, they had the kettle on.
So I needed to go in for the loo, and I went in, and I just literally stood there for a minute, almost transfixed, thinking, where's Mum? You know, strange little thing, you know. And then thought, she's not here, so carry on, as it were. But it just stops you in your tracks for a minute.
Yes.
And didn't make me emotional or sad. I just thought, where's Mum? You know. So I then went to the loo and come back outside. And that was the last I thought anywhere like about Mum, emotionally, if you like, until Saturday morning. I woke up and Maxine, my sister, was talking to her daughter in the living room. In a very low voice to not disturb anyone, and she sounded a bit like Mum, and I thought, Mum's up, and I thought, oh wait, you know, and it stopped me, you know, stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, we went over the pub for lunch as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we couldn't have an evening meal over there, even if we had wanted to, which is beside the point. Because we could have, but Maxine and Sophie were going to Hastings Pier to see Boyzone.
And we went to see.
So we all had lunch together.
Yeah.
And we went in the evening, then back to the pub to see. Well,
the Elvis Experience.
Well, that was part of the evening. Yeah. That's what was billed at, but there was another act.
But
he knew you, didn't he? The other. He vaguely remembered me. Andy
the bloke
did.
That supported him knew me.
And he vaguely remembered
from
me.
From the 80s. And,
yes. From CB.
Yeah, we hadn't seen each other for years.
Mm.
But he was a brilliant singer. He was really good. But the Elvis Experience was definitely an experience. I think that's the right word. It was painful.
Richard, as his name was, he's part of a double act as well. They call themselves the Blues Brothers, don't they? And
they don't call themselves the Blues Brothers. They sing songs from the Blues Brothers. Yeah.
Sort of band for the kind of thing, aren't they?
But yeah, this Elvis man was just laughable. He was the worst I've heard. Well,
the worst of the four Elvises I've heard.
I mean, he couldn't sing, let alone sing Elvis. Mm. You know, it was just a laugh, really. It's quite funny. And he was...
But he dressed up and did all the part, you know.
All of the Elvis songs were keyed too high for him, weren't they?
I think so.
See, right? Wasn't it? It was quite funny.
And then Richard come back on at the end. So Richard had two bits.
I wish I'd recorded him, actually, Angie. You should have said, get your phone out and record him. I wouldn't have put it on here, because... Copyright, obviously, we're not supposed to do that. I could have put a few seconds on.
We have put music on before, but we shouldn't really.
He was very interesting, to say the least. But the other guy was brilliant, he should have been on all night, really. He would have been good.
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. But there you go. That, you know, you live and learn. Maxine told me about it, and she said she thought I might like it. Mm. So we went down the caravan that weekend.
We'd known about it for quite a long time.
But we enjoyed the weekend thoroughly, didn't we?
It was very relaxing. We didn't do a lot.
No.
Saturday we went out for dinner to a pub called The Warren, because Maxine said she'd take us there because they had witches hanging up, and she thought they
on the ceiling.
It's a,
yeah,
it's a real ale pub, and she thought you and your dad like the real ale because she took dad before, so that's where we went.
Yeah, that was the joke, wasn't it? They said that when they went in there, dad, they said, look, Rosie's watching, you know, because they had a witch on the ceiling on a broomstick.
And I had spaghetti bolognese. I can't remember what I ate Saturday, but I had spaghetti bolognese. Scampi and chips, traditional, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, my tradition. So. And I had a pudding, I think, but I can't remember what I had. Oh, a fruit, some sort of crumble.
Yeah, you had a crumble. And I had a pudding as well, but I can't remember what it was. It was a...
Saturday I had the pudding, not Friday. I couldn't eat a pudding Friday.
Saturday, we had the pudding.
Crumble or something I had.
Yeah, and I think Saturday. I had the Sunday, didn't I? The chocolate Sunday.
Did you?
Sunday or something like that.
I know where Sophie did. It was all very pleasant.
Yeah.
The spaghetti bolognese was unusual, though, because it weren't as minced as I'm used to. It was more chunky.
Mm.
And the sauce wasn't as well flavoured.
Mm.
But I'm wondering if it was more traditional, because we tend to put things in spaghetti bolognese that isn't traditional to it. Mm, this was a much plainer. It was very pleasant. It was all right. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
And anyway, then we went to the... Saturday night, me and you didn't...
didn't go out
Saturday
night.
Only your dad went. We didn't want to...
Dad went to the pub. We didn't want to go over.
We wanted to sit and listen to podcasts.
We listened to a lot of horror podcasts,
didn't
we?
Because we'd been drinking already, and we weren't bothered. But there was nothing...
No.
Although your dad had a nice evening in the pub.
Yeah. So then Sunday, we went to a barbecue, didn't we?
We went to at the pub. So
at the pub, they had a free barbecue in the afternoon.
Outside quite a bit, and then it got to what everyone came in.
They had music outside, didn't they?
And then we went, it was good.
It was a pleasant.
It was very pleasant.
And Dad's ex-work partner, Peter, come down. That was pleasant with his wife, Janet, and, you know, good company in there.
Yeah.
And had a few pints and had some good, fairly good beer in the cock. It was fairly weak beer, but it was an IPA, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was all right.
It was all right. And we went back to the caravan.
Back to the caravan.
Fairly early, wasn't it? Was it nine? We didn't stay really late.
About nine, half nine. Me, you and Dad were the last to go back, weren't we?
And we decided, we went off to bed because there wasn't much to do and listen to stuff in bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the bedroom again.
Yeah. And then back Monday morning.
Back home Monday morning. Went to the Jemson supermarket for breakfast.
Yeah, bacon fatty roll.
I liked them. But
too much fat.
One would have been enough, though. Mm.
Yeah, that's Dad bought two each. I just said I wanted one.
One would have been ample.
They were big, but my second one was so fatty, it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, just too fatty. Mm. So I couldn't eat it all.
I ate through one and a... half, probably.
Yeah. But so that was all right. Yeah.
But it was, and we came back.
And then we came home. But there's not been a lot happening.
No. Thursday was where I had my
blood
test.
Yeah.
And I had a text then Friday to saying the results were in. And
yesterday, that is, yeah.
Yeah, I needed to make a non-urgent appointment, which I've made, but I won't get the result till next Thursday.
Thursday.
She's probably going to say there wasn't.
Could have had Wednesday, but you got a dental appointment then.
Yeah,
they
said, we don't want to do that because he rings when he's...
Yeah,
there's no special time for it.
Mm. So
it's going to be Thursday. So they haven't found anything serious.
So that's...
They might want to do a heart monitor. I think you did say that's a possibility, but it depends what...
Yeah, well, that's okay.
That's not a problem, is it?
That's okay.
That might give us a bit more of a clue, because sometimes it does feel a bit strange. Mm. I said, I said mine was a bit slow on Wednesday, didn't I? And I was a bit dizzy. Yeah. You weren't very well Wednesday, were you?
I weren't at all well Wednesday.
It was just me. Emma had a day off, which is possibly a good thing, although she'd have got on with it anyway.
She'd have got on with it, and also I could have worked with her. She'd have kept me in focus, probably.
She might have kept you in focus. You know. It's not worth it if you're not going to concentrate.
But I was shivery and shaky and...
And we'd gone out Tuesday night.
Cold and...
That, didn't we? Went to the radio club and the pub.
No, we didn't say that.
No, but we did do that.
We did do that, yeah. Wednesday I was shivery and ill and things. Thursday I was better, but not perfectly better. But I did configure a computer with Emma, didn't I? And get all that working. And then
were much better Thursday night.
Yeah.
You were all mischievous, being a mischievous person.
Yeah. And then yesterday I was back to normal, really, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just left now sometimes with a sour taste in my mouth and a cold sore.
Yes, nice, isn't it?
So,
nice thing to be stuck with.
Yeah,
so that's a bit
run down. That's where we are.
And we've got no more feedback or no features. So this this is the other thing. Of course, we're not doing anything, and nobody's doing anything to tell us or telling us. So there's not a lot to say.
No. But you know,
there you are.
We still like to check in and keep you all up to date and entertained and.
entertained
or whatever. but I think that's it then.
I think so. That's about it. It still isn't going to be all that long, I don't
think. No, it's not going to be long. No. But never mind. Hey. Less you've got to put up with. So, I think with that, I'm going to say cheerio. Yeah,
bye from me.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to tell you where you can contact us. Because I better tell you in case people have forgotten or. Ourplace@comproom.co.uk is the email address. And of course, if you want to be added to our Dropbox, let us know and we can give you a shared folder. And you can put your files in there if you want to contribute by voice. And you could, of course, you can email any feedback, good, bad, indifferent, anything you want to the podcast. We got thick skins ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You go to www.ourplace-podcast.info. to find out all about what the podcast is, and you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info/podcast to get all the episodes. And of course, don't forget, on that website as well, you can find out how to listen via the telephone as well, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services, and thanks to Jonathan there for that service. So you can do that, don't forget that. And of course, the telephone service remembers where you are if you don't block your call as well, doesn't it? So you can actually ring up later and listen and finish listening if you want to. That's it for this time, I would say, and I really will say goodbye this time.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.